You're listening to SBS News.
Global cases of the COVID-19 coronavirus are accelerating quickly in India, Brazil and Mexico, with Iran possibly facing a second wave. Iranian officials are urging people to respect social distancing at work, on public transport and in mosques. The graph of daily cases resembles a double peak after it relaxed restrictions in mid-April, recording its highest number of new infections since February. And the World Health Organization says it's concerned about the accelerating epidemics in the Americas, with Brazil and Mexico both recording their largest daily numbers for deaths so far. In India, the WHO fears the worst is yet to come, with the number of cases increasing in rural areas. Local man Craig says the cyclone earlier this week will not have made things easier.
Yes, we are worried during this pandemic also, and plus the cyclone during the rains. People fall sick and go more in this quarantine. They should take precautions very much. In this rainy season, so they should take more precautions because they'll more fall ill and they'll come in contact with this COVID-19. Risk level is more high.
The British government says face covering will be compulsory on public transport in England to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. Scotland is considering similar measures. The UK Transport Secretary Grant Shapps made the announcement at the Downing Street daily briefing.
Maintaining social distancing, washing your hands remain the most critical things to do. We also know on public transport, keeping 2 metres apart is not always possible. So when more people return to the network from the 15th of June onwards, they will be required to wear face coverings on transport network.
Mr. Shapp said people should not wear surgical masks, as these were needed for clinical use. Instead, travellers should use face coverings that can be easily made at home. The UK has also organised a virtual summit meeting of the Global Vaccine Alliance, or Gavi, where $8.8 billion has been pledged. Microsoft founder Bill Gates pledged more than $100 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Today, our foundation is pledging $1.6 billion to help Gavi continue its amazing work for the next 5 years. In addition, the foundation is proud to support the new COVID-19 vaccine advanced market commitment with a $100 million contribution to help make sure that when a COVID-19 vaccine is discovered, everyone who needs it can have access, starting with healthcare workers and other high-risk populations.
In the United States, the Centers for Disease Control Director Robert Redfield testified before Congress and emphasized the importance of ensuring the infrastructure of the U.S. health system during the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Redfield told the House Appropriations Subcommittee that while it's important to reopen the economy, it is just as important to get the health system back.
This nation is not only hearing a wake-up call, rather we're hearing a clamoring for equity and healing, for positive permanent change to health and social disparities that persist in our nation.
Across the border in Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the data shows his country is continuing to make progress against the virus, but he says the country is not yet out of the woods.
The pandemic is still threatening the health and safety of Canadians. Across the country, and especially in areas where we continue to see large numbers of new cases, as well as in places like long-term care facilities and seniors' homes, the situation remains serious. So while we start loosening some restrictions, we also have to strengthen other measures like testing and contact tracing.
Japan is considering simplifying the format of the postponed Tokyo Olympics and Paralympics due to the impact of the pandemic. Tokyo's governor says possible changes were already being discussed. According to media reports, the changes could include mandatory coronavirus testing, reducing the number of spectators, and scaling back the opening and closing ceremonies. The Japanese Olympics minister, Seiko Hashimoto, says it's extremely important to host a safe and secure games.
From the point of view of the athletes, they can be very worried about the Tokyo Games. I think we have to consider what should be done, including testing for COVID-19, to ensure security and safety.
Vast quantities of unsold French wine are to be used to make hand sanitizing fluid and bioethanol after a collapse in sales and exports due to the pandemic. The head of the wine section of the National Farming Agency says distillers will be able to collect the wine from today. He says the distilled alcohol will be destined for the pharmaceutical and cosmetic industries and not for making spirits. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.